From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Senator Edward Kennedy died last night at his home in Hyannisport from complications related to a malignant brain tumor. He was 77. The Massachusetts Democrat served for more than 45 years as one of the most prominent liberal voices in the U.S. Senate. Sean Corcoran of member station WCAI reports.
Senator Kennedy was the most prominent member of the Kennedy family, a family Cape Cod residents came to embrace through the years as it's dealt with numerous public tragedies. Wendy Northcross, one of the founders of the John F. Kennedy Museum in Hyannis, says Cape Cod residents see the Kennedys as neighbors, and they will mourn the senator's passing.
I just see how deeply all the Kennedys, the very public Kennedys, have really affected our community, and there's great love and affection there.
Senator Kennedy was a familiar face, participating in local events and often walking his dogs on the beach. In his final weeks, Kennedy was seen taking almost daily cruises on his sailboat, the Maya. For NPR News, I'm Sean Corcoran on Cape Cod.
President Obama issued a statement this morning that he and his wife were heartbroken to learn of Kennedy's death. He said that for 5 decades, virtually every major piece of legislation to advance the civil rights, health, and economic well-being of the American people bore his name and resulted from his efforts. The president said an important chapter in U.S. history has come to an end. NASA has postponed this morning's planned launch of Space Shuttle Discovery because of an apparent problem with the valve in the fuel tank. The next possible launch opportunity will be Friday. Mike Moses is the head of the mission management team. He says the 7 astronauts will remain at the Kennedy Space Center rather than return to Houston during the delay.
They'll have a little bit of downtime and can kind of relax a little bit. Their families are here. You know, they're in quarantine, but they're allowed to at least, if you pass your health checks, you're allowed to visit with your family.
NASA had put off a planned launch yesterday because of stormy weather. Most housing industry analysts agree the worst of the housing bust is over. The Commerce Department comes out with July's new home sales figures today. Some economists expect the numbers to remain flat, while others predict they'll edge up 2.5% to 3%. Danielle Carson reports.
The way University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi sees it, new home sales are bouncing back.
People have decided that housing prices have fallen enough, and so they're willing to take the plunge.
Morisi expects the $8,000 federal tax credit for first-time home buyers and low interest rates to boost new home sales. Combine that with home prices on the upswing, and you get a housing market that's no longer sinking like a stone. But Morisi tempers the upbeat outlook with the admonition.
We're not going to recover to pre-recession levels. Those values were too high for incomes to sustain.
The housing sector isn't quite out of the woods. Analysts point to a glut of homes on the market and new waves of foreclosures. And it's uncertain what will happen when the subsidy for first-time homebuyers expires December 1st. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
This is NPR News. Prices rose on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P 500 was up 2 points to close at 1,028. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 6 points to end the day at 2024. The Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 30 points to 95.39. Advancers beat decliners by a 2-to-1 margin. More than 5 billion shares changed hands. The biggest U.S. bank to fail this year is now filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Colonial Bank Group filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in its hometown of Montgomery, Alabama, on Tuesday. The move comes less than 2 weeks after federal regulators seized Colonial's banking operations and sold most of the firm's assets to BB&T Corporation. After an aggressive expansion into Florida, Colonial suffered mounting losses from construction loans and foreclosures. An anticipated infusion of $300 million from Taylor Bean and Whitaker Mortgage Corporation recently fell through. On Monday, that firm filed for bankruptcy protection in Florida. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Transit union workers approved a new contract yesterday with San Francisco's Bay Area Rapid Transit Agency. They had threatened to strike last week before an agreement was reached. Union officials say more than 80% of their members approved the deal for a 4-year contract, which reduces overtime, charges employees more for health benefits, and eliminates some jobs through attrition. It's similar to a contract accepted by 2 other BART unions. BART is the nation's 5th-largest rail system, providing service to 330,000 commuters. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.